This year, yours truly decided to go to Pride Fest. It was over on 9th and G Street on the Delaney Strip. I figured we should pop in and see what we can scoop. So this was actually my first time ever at Pride, but most of the people I met there had either been coming there for a while, but there's also some newbies.
This isn't my
first
time. I went the year before last year, and it's pretty well known that and popular in Anchorage, so everyone's been talking about it.
Yes, it's my first time, and Geneva said she was coming, so I was like, all right, bet, let's go.
I found it on Facebook, and I wanted to celebrate.
I just wanted to come hang out with friends. I've never been before.
Hi, I'm Delaney, and my pronouns are she and all the other. Because my mom has a booth, and we come here every year because we like to be here because we support gay LGBTQ plus people.
Hi, my name is Shane Ohana. My pronouns are she and her. My dad is a transgender man, and so we are here to support him.
I heard from a bunch of different people, from my friends online, and I just decided to show up today.
A lot of people came down, and all for different reasons.
There are people who don't necessarily identify with anything that are here just to support other people.
I prefer he, him.
I'm Sunny Iqbal. I'm proud gay, and I'm a Muslim. We want to have fun. We like food. We like to have a party. We like food.
I'm here to have fun and spread the equality.
With these kind of people that are anti-LGBTQ, they need to know that love is love. It doesn't matter what's your sexuality. It doesn't matter what's your preference. God made us all equal. If God made us all equal, why can't we all live in free equality?
I come here today to spend time with my friends and get to know the local LGBT community and celebrate Pride.
Just hanging out with friends and seeing what this place is all about.
Celebrating all love matters.
I'm bisexual. I've never been to Pride.
First time. Everybody else I knew was going. And I just figured, what the hell?
Because my mom has a booth, and we come here every year because we like to be here because we support gay LGBTQ plus people.
My dad is a transgender man, and so we are here to support him.
I think it is in Anchorage. I don't think it's heard enough. I don't think there are enough people speaking up.
Now, all was calm and peaceful until a band of protesters came by and began proclaiming that, quote, this pride is a sin, and other less than friendly words. But people didn't just sit back and let them take their day from them.
He's saying he's wishing good on these people right now? He doesn't sound like it, does he? Would Jesus be right there?
Jesus would be right here.
Why do you taint life with all this wonder of all the unknown when you can just live life?
I also got to talk to two brave young girls who confronted the protesters.
I just don't understand why he's here, because this is to celebrate Pride, but he's over here just saying that Pride is a sin and that we're all going to go to hell. And that's just like really rude, because people are here and he's just saying that like girls couldn't have abortions and things like that. And that's their choice, not his, because he's not the one having abortions. And yeah.
I feel like there, we have thousands and thousands of people here supporting us, and they have like five people over there, and we have so many people supporting us. They are trying but failing so badly. I don't know. It's just, yeah, it's not right.
And you might recognize his voice from earlier. This young man took the heat right back to them.
I'm Isaiah Dongan Lane. My pronouns are he and him. People, and we're all here right now. And I see what we're doing with whatever this is. And I feel we're pretty strong right now.
I will say I'm proud to see that the community banded together to spread support to each other and to band against the hate.
Stop spreading hate!
All right, thank you for your